I want to reassure the American people that the full resources of the federal government are working to assist local authorities to save lives and to help the victims of these attacks. Make no mistake, the United States will hunt down and punish those responsible for these cowardly acts. They used to put out there in the old West a wanted poster. It said, wanted dead or alive. All I want, America wants him brought to justice.
As far as the United States is concerned, Osama bin Laden is public enemy number one, accused of masterminding the bombings of two of its embassies in East Africa. But for many Islamic fundamentalists in Pakistan, he and the Taliban militias in Afghanistan who are sheltering him have developed a fanatical cult following. South Asia correspondent Jonathan Harley reports from Peshawar.
In Pakistan's remote northwest frontier province, Osama bin Laden is taking on a life of his own. Meet Osama Jr., 1 year old and son of insurance salesman Amir Muhammad. Amir is neither Afghan nor Taliban, but as a devout Muslim, he's in no doubt that Osama bin Laden is a great man. I admire Osama bin Laden and I want my son to have the same qualities when he grows up. Osama has shown he's a brave man because he's fighting for Islam, so I gave my son the same name. The soft-spoken Amir is joined by a chorus of supporters. In Peshawar, Osama is the most fashionable name for newly borns, and the most disdained is Bill Clinton.
The United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden, the leader of Al-Qaeda, and a terrorist who's responsible for the murder of thousands of innocent men, women, and children.